The sentence has been suspended for 30 days, so they have that much time to move ahead with this appeal, but we're given to understand they will do this sooner rather than later, primarily because questions are being asked about what happens to Rahul Gandhi's status as a member of parliament. A conviction in a defamation case doesn't necessarily lead to disqualification, but the jail term awarded here, which is 2 years, and this is the maximum sentence that can be given to anyone in a criminal defamation case, and such a long sentence is extremely rare, does mean that he could eventually get disqualified if this sentence is in place for 3 months. So they'll want to get moving on this appeal sooner rather than later. The Congress party has also said that the entire hearing in this case was flawed. Many legal experts have agreed, because they say that for criminal defamation to work, the person who has allegedly been injured or defamed must be party to the suit. In this case, Mr. Modi was not.